I want to introduce 9 channels of diversifying your organization, your newspaper, and developing niche audiences, which equate to $12.5 million worth of revenue. I'm hoping that's our top line growth annually on these products. I hope today you walk away with at least one idea you can go back to your organization with and develop a new revenue stream. We're going to begin today with lifestyle and niche publications. Our primary objectives in this area was to create some and find some new revenue streams. Obviously, everybody wants new revenue streams. Diversify our portfolio to create some niche audience, some readership. Target some readership and demographic profiles. Use your research. And create a news and ad alliance. We created an individual department to accomplish this, and we encourage collaboration between the news gatherers and the folks who sell advertising. Thus, we developed products and publications that targeted and segmented markets of our community. This is the newest publication that we just launched. It's called Tri-State Family. This publication was launched on July 6th. It focuses on health, recreation, daycare, finance, dining, style. Those are just some of the areas we touch on. But it's for the younger family growing up that is hiring our newspaper to have jobs done. Local content, all local content. We put 35,000 in the newspaper, although you don't have to do that. I would also encourage you to look at a database, find these families in your community, and you could also direct mail these and print less copies and be just as effective and hold your rates. We distribute 1,000 free into retail areas, and this publication was targeted to produce $10,000 worth of revenue. We hit $15,000 out of the gate. You'll see that we had quite a lineup of lifestyle and niche. This publication I'm particularly proud of. I wanted to cease publishing this publication 1 year ago. The newsroom came to me and said, "You can't do that. That's a predominant lifestyle niche in our market. They were passionate about it, and this was my trump card in the newsroom to provide all local news into this publication. It's doing very well now. Published twice a year. We launched it in 2005, early 2005. It focuses in on adventure and fitness and hunting, fishing, nature. It's all local content. It also has a component where it's interactive, where they can post on their trophies. We're in an area where hunting's very, very, very predominant. They're very proud of what they kill out there. Not kidding. They haven't got me yet, thank God. I'm running, and I'm not running around with antlers on, I can tell you that right now. And we produce $25,000 annual revenue on this product. But the interactive component is they get to post their trophies on it. So if your son is fishing, or if you happen to be lucky enough to get a 8-point buck or a 6-point buck, you can send in your trophy photo, and we put it in the product and online. The margins, we're running on lifestyle and niche somewhere around the 50% margin area on these products. Almost any except print. Now, we talk about commercial print at the end of this. We're going to talk about all these channels, and we got a lot of products to show you. But this is a collaboration between our commercial print division, where we run some Heidelbergs and we publish glossy stock covers. Then we stitch this in our commercial print shop, 25 miles north of us in Platteville, and inside's 50-pound bright stock. Your Home, lifestyle and niche again, quarterly magazine. We launched it in 2002. Wasn't going so well. We reinvented ourselves just slightly. It came out of the gates as This New House. And we realized that new housing market would dry up at some point in time. We need to align ourselves with the Historical Society and I don't want to say used home, but pre-owned home. It focuses on remodeling, renovation, new construction, a very large retail category in our market and yours, I'm sure. It's all local content. I have products up here. 30,000 in paper during the week. 1,000 free retail. It is now averaging $80,000 worth of revenue annually. We are now introducing a special fifth edition, which will focus on under construction resource guide in February 2007. We started planning that several months ago, and we're working with the Historical Society. I want to tell you that it's great to talk to your audience to tell them the benefits of your product, but you can't wink in the dark. So you need to talk outside your market too. And of course, we have radio commercials supporting all of these lifestyle niches that start running approximately 3 weeks prior. We also go into our vending boxes, and you'll see outdoor promotion on all of our products. So Steve, if you play a clip, please.